Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to the 40th week of this year, 2020. And Pam will be talking with us about the 28th of September, all even numbers, 40, 28, 2020, here we go. We are Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli, ActiveSpirituality.life, and I'm sure that this week has a full moon, Pam.
Yes,
that's what does. I do know for sure.
Does have a full moon. And last week was the autumn equinox, and we are on the 28th of September, Yom Kippur, and again, just to mark and honor the high holy days for our friends who participate or mark that. It was a challenging week last week, certainly in the United States. My thoughts, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, go to insightoasis.com. I have a recent post there about her astrology, the timing of her death, and especially on such a high holy day of Rosh Hashanah period. So, and what that just symbolically means from an astrological perspective. So on the 28th, the moon goes void, of course, at 3:18 a.m. The times I give are Eastern time, so adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And the moon is void most of the morning. It goes into the sign of Pisces at 11:34 a.m. So it's void in the sign of Aquarius in the morning. And the thing to be aware of with a void moon is that it's not making any geometric aspects to another planet before it changes signs. And therefore, we are not as emotionally invested in the outcome. So general wisdom is to not make any overtures or do anything to reach out and try to get something settled or made contractual. This is emphasized because Mars is retrograde at present. So what I keep saying is that anyone who initiates something, especially an initiation that has to do with an aggression or confrontation, something that basically is on the offensive, that brings up another defensive. Someone who does that is basically ends up everything boomerangs on that person because of the Mars retrograde activity. This may be mitigated depending on your natal chart, if you were born with Mars retrograde, but if you're if your intention is to take any form of action, aggression, legal action, something that's a confrontation over the next few weeks, check in with your astrologer and make sure that the timing is going to be good for you. Obviously, on Yom Kippur, anyone who is respectful of people in the Jewish tradition, it wouldn't be a day when any sort of business transaction or connection was attempted to be made at this point in time. So, yeah. So at 11:34 a.m., once the moon enters the sign of Pisces, we're in a nice little period of things coming together and getting completed, integrated, waxing moon cycle. As Susie said, we're headed towards that full moon on Thursday. So the momentum may start to push if this is a day of rest for you, or a day where you're with family and just respectful of the Jewish tradition, this wouldn't be a day when you were shoulder to the grindstone or doing something that had a lot of momentum to it. However, you can be collecting thoughts and being contemplative about what you're moving into, perhaps doing the next day. So just put it aside. Know that the 29th will be a very powerful day for taking action. Again, not aggressive or confrontational action, but a very strong day for getting things completed, moving forward, and making things happen. The evening of the 28th, very nice evening for making the kind of connections that are harmonious, where people bridge alliances, come together, reflect. Moon in Pisces emphasizes the arts, deep feeling energy, meditation energy. All these things are very well aspected and make a nice setup for this period of time. On the 29th, Moon is still in the sign of Pisces. The thing that happens in the wee hours at 1:12 a.m. is that Saturn stations direct. So Saturn appears frozen in the sky from our perspective, because Saturn is starting to be in its revolution when it appears to be moving forward. Again, the orbits are always in the same consistent cyclical motion, but from Earth's perspective, because our orbits are at different speeds, the planets around the sun, there are times when planets seem to be moving backwards. So Saturn goes station direct on the 29th. And once Saturn goes direct, especially around that period of time over the next week, several weeks, or even the day of, what you may start to observe is that people show up for greater accountability. Things get, it's pay up time, essentially. It's when it's retrograde, we are in this period where we are ideally putting things in place that we need to put in place so that we can show up and do the things that we need to do, maybe soul searching or looking at things that are not in motion or delivery or accountability in the way we would like, coming to terms with people who perhaps are not as reliable as we may think they need to be, maybe questioning ourselves, are we as reliable as we should be? And also coming to a discernment, ideally, of what is it that I want to really invest in, put my time and my money and my effort into. So when Saturn's direct, suddenly that machinery starts to hoist into a movement that says, okay, this is where I want to go. Keep in mind, Mars is still retrograde. So even though the direct motion is saying, okay, showing up, being accountable, partners I can rely on, doing things with integrity, what is my commitment? The retrograde Mars may be kind of still causing certain things to stall or not move forward as quickly as one might like. Even in spite of that, there will be an observance over this period of time of what people are really proving themselves to be insofar as commitment and respect, integrity, where they are aiming for. When it's retrograde, it can be a lot of words, vacillating, reconsideration. Once it's direct, who is really here to go the long haul? That's what starts to crystallize and become more important. It ideally should always be important, but we aren't always aware at even with our own, even if we consider ourselves highly committed, motivated people who show up when we say we're going to, sometimes what happens is when we get into that sifting of priorities and there's only so much time, we really winnow down and say, this is what is serious for me, matters to me, and what I'm aiming for. So that is getting into place at this point in time at the end of September. And with that, there's also a picture in the sky between Mars and Saturn that's a hard aspect. It's a square. And so what that means is that that's when we're going to feel the friction, because there'll be the sense of, okay, now I know where I'm putting my money, time, commitment, and what matters to me. And yet, there's not gas in the car. I'm still being slowed down for some reason. And this kind of picture really reflects just basically what's happening for people as they deal and cope with the pandemic, because you can decide, okay, it's time to open the store again or open the restaurant or put my shingle out or the kids are going back to school. But there's all this protocol, all these things that need to be put into place for safety. And Mars square Saturn, once again, there may be a greater conflict that occurs with people who consider the protocol necessary and those that don't. So this can be part of the sifting and shuffling for many of us as we decide, hey, it's not really worth spending time with so-and-so because their perspective is different than mine. And I don't really want to get into arguments, confrontations, because that's not what I want to be dealing with. Just going to tell a little story. I was waiting on a line today and somebody came up and stood too close to my husband behind with no mask on. So I just started to cough and the guy left. So sometimes you don't have to do anything very aggressive or confrontational. It can be a little subtle, just kind of, okay, just want to clear my throat. And so not really saying, hey, you know, we're wearing masks and doing this and you are not, but I'm coughing. And that means I'm wearing the mask because I want to protect you and am respectful of you. So there are ways to be Martian with Mars retrograde. So the more covert or silent warrior and not really have to be an in-your-face kind of person. And not that any of us really need to do that anyway, but sometimes it is appropriate to stand up and really state something clearly. So overall, I see the 29th as being a very good day. However, you may well experience some sort of friction or confrontation or experience that is driving home, this is what I want to do, but I have to slow down, figure out how I'm going to deliver this without, basically without having to be the person who confronts or aggresses or creates an argument. Because as I keep repeating, Mars retrograde is not the period to be the person who's trying to push something in someone else's face. I mean, if that's happening to you and you need to respond, then that may be totally appropriate, but you do not want to be the initiator, unless, of course, sometimes we want to lose for whatever reason. Sometimes we want to not be the winner in certain situations. So depending on what's happening, perhaps that would be a situation that would work for you. So on the 30th, the moon goes void, of course, at 1:29 p.m. And then it enters the sign of Aries at 10:47 p.m. So that afternoon, so let me say this first. So the morning is a really auspicious time to be putting things in place, working out agreements, getting things where you need them to be, wrapping things up, integrating certain information that you want to learn or understand or share. Also, can be a very good mourning period for let me put my ducks in the row, money where I need it to go, balance books, balance flow, how I can figure out how I'm paying for what over the course of time, especially since money flow for some people may not be as fluid as it would be at other times, but this is a good time to work that out. Really good time to be working out relationships and how people come to the table. Again, in a very soft, consistent, non-confrontational way with whatever the subject is. Once the moon is void, of course, through all afternoon into most of the evening, in the sign of Pisces, excellent, excellent time for meditation, anything therapeutic, anything cultural, artistic. These things are all good things to do in general when the moon is in the sign of Pisces. But when it's void, of course, you can be in all these spaces, like swim in the sea of how we're all connected via the universal unconscious, but without any agenda or expected outcome, because the void of course period is we don't do things where we're looking for specific results, because basically we are entering into a period of time which is without real kind of glue to it or connectivity. And this again might be a little different depending on your personal horoscope, but I always love personally the void of course Pisces moon period, because it is so juicy and deep for people who love to meditate, space out, be creative, be by the water. It is such a, it's like you take yourself on this wonderful island vacation for a period of time, if you allow yourself no structure and the ability to just go into the void. So on Thursday, oh, and I should say this. And so for anybody who just has to work a lot or deliver a lot and is really, really stretched, when you come home that night, make sure you take a long shower, or if you love a bath and have the luxury of a tub, just have a nice soak, because that will give you that same kind of recharge back in your body moment that is so rehydrating the spirit when the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Pisces. So at 10:47 p.m. that evening, the 30th, the moon enters the sign of Aries, and now we're in very different energy. We are just racing to that full moon in Aries, which occurs at 5:05 p.m. on Thursday, October 1st. And this is a full moon on steroids, if you will. It's just a really big energy full moon. It's not an eclipse, but it gets a full tank of energy due to the fact that the next day on Friday, it is in total alignment with that Mars. And so it's a very energetic full moon. However, because of where Mars and Saturn are traveling at this point in time, and Pluto, Saturn in the sign of Capricorn, Aries and Aries moon, it's both those planets are going to make a square with that Mars, as is Jupiter, in the early part of the day, because Jupiter, Saturn, and Capricorn are, and Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are all in the sign of Capricorn. So Mars is kind of bum, 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 like a pinball machine. For those of you old enough to remember what that is, or if young people still kind of in a retro way know what that is. But it's that kind of bang, 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 and you don't know where it's going to land. That's the thing. Because Mars is moving with an energetic thrust, and it's coming up against a different kind of energy, and it has to see where the chips fall. And so with this full moon, what's really important is to recognize that the full moon in Aries is lit by the Libra sun. So what we're being encouraged to integrate and understand is the solar need to relate, compromise, and even at times to engage in argument, engage in discussion, because Libra, yes, Libra is a sign of the scales and looks for balance and harmony, but Libra also can be argumentative and devil's advocate, because it's seeking equilibrium, always seeking equilibrium. So I see this as kind of a push off or a return to what happened at the autumn equinox last week, where the autumn equinox, when it comes, the sun comes into the sign of Libra, basically is saying, okay, we are entering into this period that's all about seeking equilibrium and going back to the spring equinox that occurred when the sun entered the sign of Aries. And spring equinox, sun entered the sign of Aries, is when the United States finally kind of the lights went on. Oh yes, COVID is a big deal coming from Europe. And 6 months later, still reassessment. Aries full moon, more reassessment, because we look at what was going on in the news, what's happening now, how is this all playing out? And basically what comes up for you as an individual is how in my need to have this relationship, whether it's parent, coworker, spouse, child, friend, what is my investment or need in this relationship that must allow me expression of self? Because Aries moon is about I am someone who must express myself, who must resonate and be heard. And because of these challenging planetary configurations, the potential for argument and misunderstanding is high. So it's really important to realize I am looking for information, connection, and ways that I can temper the emotion and create dialogue for the relationships I care about. And that's where the configurations with Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn come in over the succeeding days, because it's, is this employment situation something I can work through? How do I communicate more effectively with my spouse? How do I communicate more effectively with my parent? How do I hold my authority and integrity within conflict? And we're all dealing with this to some degree, because that's just what's up now. So on the second, it's a, again, it's kind of a pressure cooker day. So I would really suggest that you limit your interface with people that are particularly volatile or difficult. And if you must interface, again, temper it down and be sure that you're not the person who first draws the sword or gets into the exchange. You want to be able to dialogue and let the ping pong ball fall where it may. Pinball machine ball fall. Well, ping pong makes sense too. And then see where it lands. And the third, the moon goes void, of course, at 1:47 a.m. And that gives us this kind of, I almost consider this morning of Saturday the 3rd, almost like a hangover morning. I mean, regardless of if you imbibe in anything or not, it may feel like, what exactly happened? And so spend the morning expending energy in a way that your body enjoys. And at 11:12 a.m., when the moon enters the sign of Taurus, we're in a nice little cycle of really starting to put everything together. So I see the afternoon, evening of Saturday and into Sunday as being really solid days for gaining inspiration, feeling very settled in your body. Get very grounded these days. Pluto goes direct, station direct on the 4th. So these are important days to be grounded, to know yourself, feel very in your body, eat nourishing foods, sleep well. And I'll just say this, when Pluto goes direct, then we're in a cycle of revelations. May happen exactly on the 4th, or we will see it start to be revealed over the next couple of weeks. So for people in the States who've heard the phrase October surprise before the election, it's guaranteed mid-October. And now I turn it over to Susie.
That is such a cliffhanger, Pam. You have left us with a cliffhanger. My God, October surprise. Listen to that.
Yes, well, that's why it's so important to really, as I was saying with that full moon, just to really stay centered. Don't get swept in to the noise, the drama, all the over-the-top stuff that's happening now. I mean, the level of anxiety for some people is off the charts. And we have to, that's what we're all energetically putting out there. Well, not, you know, ideally not all of us. Some of us ideally are working to keep grounding down, which is one reason why we do these weekly things. We want to encourage people to go back to the harbor of self. Check in to the harbor of self. Do not be like wildly distracted. And revelations are not always bad at all. You know, they can be tremendously, well, they're revelations, revealing. So anyway, I don't mean to make it a cliffhanger, but I don't know exactly what it's going to be. But I know it's going to be.
And it's a good place to go for meditation.
See.
So let us sit quietly for 10 minutes. Take a deep breath. Whew, what could be revealed? What else can be revealed? Take a deep breath. Anything can happen. Take a deep breath. Find yourself settling. And as you take a deep breath, inhaling, exhaling, arriving. And when we have an open mind, when we know that anything can erupt, anything can happen, when we are keeping this open mind, well, perhaps there are no surprises because anything can happen. So let us find that place now where we keep our mind on what we want. We keep our mind on an outcome, perhaps. We keep focused. We keep grounded and centered. But at the same time, we don't emotionally engage perhaps some of us need a little bit more emotional engagement because we're a little bit numb or a little bit dumbed down. But now it's probably a good time to just keep cool, to keep ourselves outside of the drama. There's enough drama going on. There's enough going on. There are enough distractions, enough pulls for action, calls for action. There's enough going on now for us to really, really just take a little bit of time to relax, to become more neutral, to become calmer and more peaceful. And as we do this, we are slowly unwrapping our knuckles that are completely stone white, that are wrapped around the steering wheel, because we are determined to be in control. We are righteous. We are determined to be in control of the situation. And what happens when we just lift up those fingers, unravel the tight muscles that are holding on, and recognize just how much we are holding on? Just for a few minutes now, just recognize how much we're holding on from fear, from a sense of moral duty, from knowing what is right, from knowing what is wrong. What happens when we just unravel a little bit of the tightness, the tension, the fear, and just take a moment, just take a moment or two to sit without concepts, to sit without any kind of deep connection, but just to sit in the openness, in the awareness, the openness that allows for all potential. And just feel that, feel what that's like, to not be worried, to not be tense, to not even be concerned, to not be grasping or grabbing at this idea, that sense of righteousness, but just to sit in neutrality and peace, just for a moment. And feeling the openness of that space. That everything around us is constantly changing, that everything around us is constantly in movement, that we are hurling towards literally our death in every moment. We know that that is the one thing that is for sure, that we will die sooner or later, that this 3D experience as we know it, it is 3D. It has a beginning and an end. But that which animates us, that which is the energetic deepest part of us, our spirit, our soul, however we call it, that is endless. That has no beginning. That consciousness is always there. And let's just deepen into that part of ourselves that is not attached to a physical place or a physical time, not attached to a culture, a religion, a family, a destination, a goal, an achievement. It is simply beginningless and endless potential, energy. And as we deepen into that space, we feel freedom. We feel boundless. We feel unlimited in all directions. And that sense of absolute awareness, we might have it just as a glimpse, as a nanosecond of experience. But it's there, it's always there, always deeper than our backbone, deeper than all of our cells, deeper than all of the neurons in our brain. It's stronger than all of our muscles. It is our very depth. And as we expand into that place, we become more flexible. We become, in each single moment we go there, we become more enlightened, more aware. We get closer and closer each time we experience this to what we are, to our real, true self. Beyond time, beyond space, beyond concepts, beyond all relationships, beyond knowledge, beyond wisdom. This space, this very expansive space, it is home. It is our home. It is our greatest and most expansive experience. And as we feel that now, taking a few deeper breaths and letting that experience come into all parts of ourselves, letting it come into our thoughts, letting it come into our mind, letting it come into every cell of our being, letting it literally seep in to the spaces in between the cells and in between the thoughts, to the spaces in between the spaces, and making everything more spacious. Whenever we feel tension and contraction, we breathe into the space, make the space bigger. Whenever we're worried, we breathe deeper into the space, feeling that space and sending that space all around us to all of our family and all of our friends and all of the beings everywhere. And as we take a deep breath, gently opening our eyes, spaciously opening our eyes. Thank you, everyone. Wishing you all the best for this week on the full moon. And we will see you for week 41 next week. Thanks so much, Pam. Love now, everyone.
You have been listening to ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell. You can find out more about our work on ActiveSpirituality.life, and we really hope you have found this episode helpful. Please share it with your friends, and if you feel so moved, we appreciate your donations. ActiveSpirituality.life. Have a beautiful week.